Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, coming to you from Star, North Carolina, our national headquarters. And this is our national conference call on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time. We're really glad to have each and every one of you on the call tonight. Had people calling in from several states. And Amazing Grape is spreading over a lot of the states of the United States already. And we have a really great product, but we want to talk not only about the product tonight, but a little bit of your motivation and a little bit of your why for being a part of Amazing Grape. Now, we usually give a little overview to start with, and I will. Of course, we give a disclaimer, like most herbal companies. Our product is not sold to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. It's an herbal supplement. It's the muscadine grape seed and skin. And the researchers at a number of universities and medical facilities all across the southeast and middle part of America have done extensive research on the muscadine grape over the last 7 or 8 years. Most of the research has been coming out since 2003. And the government agencies, such as the National Institutes of Health, the cancer researchers in a number of places, University of Kentucky come out with a study. University of Georgia has done extensive studies. The Duke University in North Carolina and also Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, Appalachian State University, because this is where that the muscadines grow and thrive is in the southeastern United States, primarily in North Carolina and South Carolina. They grow all the way from Maryland down to Alabama and over the edge of Texas. And they grow inland back into Tennessee. But usually the muscadine, they grow in a lot of people's backyards, and they're a great grape to eat in September. They're big, they're meaty, and they only have a few together on a vine. They don't grow in big clusters like wine grapes or table grapes, but they grow just a few together on a vine. You may have a half a dozen in a cluster or two or three or whatever. But the muscadine is the only grape that has 20 pairs of chromosomes. All the other grapes, the wine grapes, cluster grapes, table grapes, they all have 19 pairs of chromosomes, and this is why the researchers believe that they have so much more powerful antioxidants, so many more vital nutrients, so much more powerful strength and phenolic compounds than all of the other grapes combined. And so a lot of the studying that they have done is to test out this product against other natural products such as blueberries, acai berries, goji berry, noni berry, so many different things that you hear of out there in the market, and especially in the network marketing arena. And so as they've done a lot of this research at the Brunswick Laboratories, along with a lot of the other prestigious government institutions and public research facilities and things, they found that the ORAC rating, or the oxygen radical absorbing capacity, which measures the amount of oxygen that remains in the blood and how well it performs to help your body oxygenate itself, the muscadine grape actually outperformed everything else out there about three times as much. Some of the highest recorded laboratory results were in the 200s, with the other grapes and other berries and everything from an apple to blueberries to pomegranates to everything. And the muscadine grape went up to like 895 on the scale. So it's more than three times more powerful in that regard. Then they done other studies that showed that the red wine grape, or cluster grape that people make wine with, the skin of the red wine grape has a lot of resveratrol in it. Resveratrol is really good for anti-aging. And when they tested the muscadine, they found that it had over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape. They also done some tremendous testing on the arteries and the heart and what it does with the situation of the blood. And they found out that the muscadine helps to open. If you take a couple capsules a day for 30 days, it helps to open up your arteries as much as almost 4.5%, which is much better than any drugs or anything that the medical community can do. And when you open up those arteries and when you strengthen those arteries, they don't leak fluid out into the tissue, and it also strengthens them and makes them more resilient, more like a rubber band. They're more stretchy, and so it actually helps with cholesterol problems and heart disease problems, and especially the inflammation that goes along with heart disease, because the muscadine helps to eliminate or helps to reduce the inflammation in the body, which is the cause of most all chronic pain, along with other problems that have to do with allergies and heart disease and all those things. And then it also acts as an anti-inflammatory, whereas there's a lot of drug market. You hear a lot of them on TV. You hear all the bad side effects and everything. Well, the muscadine helps to reduce inflammation without any of the side effects of most anti-inflammatory drugs. Now, they've also done some extensive research on cancer. A number of places have done research on cancer. I think the University of Kentucky study was the one they did on prostate cancer, and they said that it actually kills prostate cells. Another university did a study on leukemia, and they said that it actually kills leukemia cells. So tremendous research is ongoing about cancer and what it can do for people with cancer. We've had a lot of good results of people calling in and tell us what it's done for people that have cancer now. But we don't use that as a selling point. We're not telling people that this is a cure-all or that this is something other that's going to cure cancer. I've maintained for many years, I've been in the herb business now for about 35 years, and I've maintained for most of that time that you don't cure cancer, that there's no need to cure cancer, that cancer is the normal degeneration of the body when you don't get the proper cellular nutrition. Because if you're getting the proper cellular nutrition, your cells are going to be healthy and they're going to be productive. When they don't get the proper nutrition, you get a mutation comes along. And when you get a mutation that comes along in a cell, it mutates another cell beside of it, and first thing you know, it turns into a cancer. The doctors and the medical communities know this, and they use chemotherapy, they use radiation, they use things to that are modern with medicine and everything. But the studies that we have seen, the understanding that we have, even from the medical community, is that giving the body good herbal nutrition, good cellular nutrition, causes the body to do what is called in the medical community apoptosis. And apoptosis is when the body eradicates or pushes out that bad cell. Whenever that you give the body the good nutrition and it goes in and cleans up the cells, it pushes the bad ones out of the body or eradicates it. And we believe that this is far better to take herbal nutrition on a regular basis and give the body the building blocks so that it can push out those bad cells, clean up the body. The antioxidant power of the muscadine helps to give other neutrons and protons to the cells that are beginning to damage so that they can repair themselves. I've got one doctor friend that explained it in such a way. The free radical damage in the body can be helped by taking a good antioxidant into the body. And he said that the antioxidant goes in and takes the nutrition to those damaged cells and helps to repair them. And so he said that the muscadine grape is the best antioxidant that you can get. And when you put it into the body and it goes in, he said the antioxidant strength goes in and gives up its life. in order that the other cells may prosper and be in good health. And he said, if you don't get the picture, I do. Very powerful statement from a research doctor, a nutritional doctor friend of mine. Now, another thing that is really, really big out there today is diabetes. Diabetes is right now affecting about a fourth of the American population. And I've, on some of the previous calls over the last couple months, I have been going over extensively several new books that I've acquired on diabetes that were confirming that a great deal of the prescription drugs that are taken in America today actually cause the diabetic condition, especially the medications that people take for cholesterol. All of the statin drugs are listed in a pharmacy book that they actually cause diabetes. Now, we have millions and millions of people in America taking anti-cholesterol drug with a statin drugs, the different ones, several different names for them. You hear a lot of them on TV, you hear them advertised, and they actually cause diabetes, according to this research pharmacist. Now, when you look at the population of America, that one-fourth of the population, somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 80 million people are right now affected by diabetes, you can see that it's getting to be epidemic. It's getting to be a huge thing. And the studies indicate that if people don't get this under control or if they don't do something about it, that within the next 10 years, by 2020, that we could have as many as one in two people or one half the population affected by diabetes. Now, this research doctor who was a part of the ACCORD study, he'd been a 40-year veteran researcher of diabetes and he's a friend of ours, and he told us in the studies and in the presentations that the problem with diabetes is that it brings people to poverty because of all the problems that you have. Well, he went in and studied with the ACCORD study, which was a $300 million study that the National Institute of Health did, and he said that they were giving people four different kinds of drugs, and during the study, they were killing a lot of people in the study. And he said, look, this is wrong. We've got to back up here and do something else. He said that the people went in and they changed and put other drugs in the study and put those drugs down on a second tier. And he said that a lot of doctors in America did not get the updated information. And he said a lot of doctors in America are still using those same drugs and still causing people to die with the medication that they're giving them for the diabetes. Well, he done his own clinical trials on using the muscadine grape product, and he reversed diabetes in 80% of his test patients in a 12-week period. We feel like that this makes a big statement of what it can do for people. Some people call me and ask me, they say, well, is this a cure-all? And we tell them, no, it's not a cure-all, but it is the most versatile herb that we have come up against because it address so many issues that affect all of the people in America today. That's one of the big whys that we have for running this company called Amazing Grape. And so the little statement that we try to put out about this is simply finely ground and convenient. We grind it up into a fine powder. We dry it at a low temperature so it keeps the enzymes alive. And we put 650 milligrams of pure muscadine grape seed and skin in a capsule, and we provide you with 60 capsules in a bottle, which is a month's supply if you take two capsules a day. And so finely ground and convenient, two 650 milligram capsules daily of muscadine seed and skin may provide you with the most economical way to nourish your cells. You think about it. You can get a lot of good nutrients, a lot of good herbs down at your health food store or down at the different natural food stores, and you could be getting nutrients for different things and different amounts of nutrients, And you may have a bottle of this that you paid $30 for, and a bottle of that you paid $15 for, a bottle of something else you paid $45 for, something else you paid $28 for, something else you paid $19 for, and they would all be good nutrients. But I have went in people's homes and they had 30 or 40 different kinds of nutrients, different kinds of herbs, all sitting out on the counter. Well, we feel like that is not economically sound. When you can get a great deal of those nutrients in one product. And so our statement is, wouldn't it be great to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance your blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down aging, and fight against cancer, all with just one product? We believe that it is an economic situation because I have looked at this situation and worked with senior citizens for many, many years, and I see that they spend a huge amount of money on medical situations and on medicine and on the drugs that they take. I was in a long conversation with one of the senators one day, and I told him that if he would go back and look at it and make a study, he would find what I had found out over the years, listening to different researchers and things. The average individual over the age of 65 years of age is taking an average of 7 prescription medications at an average cost of, and this is the kicker, just about the same, and if you go back 20 years and each year you'll take an average on it, you'll find that the drug cost each year parallels almost identically with the average Social Security check in America. That means that if the Social Security check averages back 20 years ago were $300 a month, those 7 prescription medications would run about $300. If the average Social Security check today is maybe around $800 or $900, and some are higher and some are lower. But the cost of their prescription drugs for those 7 prescription drugs will be somewhere relatively in the same neighborhood. I think it's a conspiracy in America. I think it is sad that we are taking all of the Social Security money that the seniors have worked for over the years, and they have to spend it all on their health, on drugs. Because I've had people to tell me that if the insurance wouldn't help them on their drug cost, that it would cost them hundreds and hundreds of dollars for one drug each month. And this is just critical to me. And so this is one of the whys that I like to tell people about herbal nutrition, because you can make a whole lot more help for your body and do it a lot more economically. One thing that I tell people is that old Adam, back in the very first chapter of the Bible, right in the very beginning, the 29th verse of the first chapter, he said, "I have given you every herb bearing seed. To you it shall be for meat or for food." Now, we go back and look from the very beginning, and all through the Bible you will find a tremendous references, over 200 references in the Old Testament, of herbs and of what we should be eating in our diet. I've got a surgeon friend from up in Washington, D.C. He's also a Seventh-day Adventist preacher, and went to listen to him in an AMZ Zion church over in Winston, North Carolina. And he was very adamant about the benefits of what the biblical nutrition would do for the body. And he quit his surgery practice because he was seeing so many people come back for surgeries and problems that they were developing with a Western diet. And so he started his people on a fasting program and taking herbs for fasting and cleansing the body, cleaning it up, getting the trash and the junk and the toxins and everything out of the body. And now he has thousands of patients around Washington, D.C. that are living healthier, happier, more fulfilled lives. And he has a wonderful testimony of what he's done because he's getting results. It's working for those people. And so when we go back to Adam and we look at it there and we look at all the references, we wonder why it took us 6,000 years to figure out what they need to have to eat in the body and to cleanse the body and to keep it healthy. And so this evidence is already there. The scriptures are there. They've been there for thousands of years. And we don't research that. We take the medical research from hospitals and universities, and they spend billions of dollars on cancer research. And you look at what they have accomplished. I give you a couple, I'll cite you a couple of examples here. In 1900, the statistics were that 1 in 300 people would develop cancer during their lifetime. 1 in 300. Okay, the most recent studies out after 2000 with the American Cancer Society is that 1 in 2 men will develop cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 3 women will develop cancer in their lifetime. Now, if it was 1 in 300 in 1900 and it's 1 in 2 and 1 in 3 in 2000, we have went backwards with all the billions of dollars we've spent on research, if we're not getting a better result now than we had back then. Well, people say, why? It wasn't as many people back then. Well, yes, there wasn't as many people back then, but also we didn't have all of the Western diet. We didn't have all of the preservatives. We didn't have all the chemicals to deal with. We didn't have all the modern things that we've developed over the last half century. But think about it, folks. Those things need to be combated. And the best way to do something about all of the pollution and all of the things is to take a really good antioxidant into the body. And the muscadine grape seed and skin is one of the best nutrient-rich things that you can put into the body. And we've made it convenient for you with Amazing Grape. Now, there's another study out that a doctor brought me. I've had several doctors to come and join up with us here. And a doctor brought me a study from the American Oncologist Association. Now, that's the cancer doctors in America. And in 2004, in their journal, they reported a 3% success rate in helping to overcome cancer. A 3% success rate. Now, the oncology doctors, with all their research and everything, if they had a 3% success rate, that's alarming, to say the least. Now, during that same time, this report says that this was reported in the Oncology Journal in 2004. During the same period of time, there was a dentist who used natural herbs and enzymes and natural cellular nutrition that you get from plant-based or phytonutrients, and he fed these to the patients, and he treated 33,000 patients during that period of time that the study went on, and he had over a 90% success rate in reducing or eliminating cancer in those patients. So you have to ask the question, you know, which one is the best for people? Well, the main thing, a lot of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, and I see that our time is getting away, but I want to mention, this is our why. People need good nutrition at a very economical situation. And that's what we provided with the Amazing Grape product. It is $33 for a month's supply, and we're very happy with that figure, because we have done a lot of research. We've been in the herb business a long time. And the doctors initially told us when they first started seeing what great results they were getting in the research, they told us that this product could be sold for over $150 a bottle when it gets in the mainstream of America. And the people that I was working with that was paying for a lot of the research and everything, they said, that's not what we're about. We're not looking to just find something that we can get as much money out of it as possible, but it takes some time to process the product. It takes something to do all the processing, the handling, the putting together the whole program and getting it out there to the people. And so when you go in a health food store You can find the vinifera grape, which is the bunch grape, the cluster grape. You can find 100 milligrams of extract from those products. And when you do an extract, you either have to use alcohol or heat, and this kills a lot of the enzymes. So we've not always been as happy about that. And you can go into any health food store and you can get 100 milligrams of a vinifera grape extract in a capsule for around $29.95. Now, if you got 100 milligrams in there and the capsule holds 650 milligrams, you realize there has to be some sort of fillers in there, and that's usually ground up sticks and roots and leaves and things like that to fill up the rest of the capsule. Well, with the Amazing Grape product, we supply you with only the muscadine grape seed and skin ground up and folded in and formulated, put together in what we believe is a proprietary blend. And we feel like we've got the right amount of skin and the right amount of seed in the product for your health. And we put 650 milligrams in the capsule, and we sell 60 capsules for $33, and it's free shipping anywhere in the United States. We'll ship it right to your door. Don't cost you anything for shipping. And you can share this with other people. Once you purchase one bottle each month on AutoShip, then you can come back anytime during that month for 30 days or somewhere close to that, according to when the processing takes place. But around 30 days during that time, until we process another AutoShip order, you can come back and purchase the product at half price. You can get as many bottles as you want at half price. There's a reason for this. It's part of our why. Our why with Amazing Grape is that we want families to prosper out there. And we want people that, you know, there's thousands of people out of work. I heard a fellow say recently there was 440,000 people in North Carolina out of work. Well, that's pretty big in North Carolina. Think about all the other states in the United States. Yes, we do have about a 10% unemployment rate in America. And that means that 90% of the people have jobs. 90% of the people are paying for their houses and paying their bills. And so those 10% could benefit by buying the product, going out and selling it to the 90%, and helping them to have better health, and they could actually build an income for themselves while they're helping those people. So we have a why for doing this business. We sell it to you at one bottle at retail each month, and then you can buy as many as you want at half price. You can go out and double your money, and it's still a very fair price for anybody that you sell it to, and you can double your money on it. We feel like that's a very fair thing, and we don't have no minimum or maximum. If you can only afford to buy two extra bottles a month and take them out and sell them and make you a little extra gas money, that's fine. If you can afford to buy 5 or 10 extra bottles and go out and sell them and make yourself some gas money and some grocery money, that's what we're about. We want to help thousands and thousands of families to have a better life. We're not interested in hype or a bunch of dog and pony shows or some fancy smancy program or whatever. We have a very simple program, and we don't need any hype. We've got a great product. We've got great research. We've got wonderful chemists and scientists, people behind what we're doing, and we want to present that to the American people, and we're not going to hype that, you know, you get in this company, you're going to make millions, you're going to be millionaires and all this junk. We want tens of thousands of families across America to be able to make an extra $300, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, and help them live the American dream. That's what our goal has been about. That's what our why has been about. And we want to share that with you along with the benefits of the research and the product and let you make up your own mind as to whether this is a great opportunity, a great product for you to consume. And when I say you can go out and sell, you know, if you can go out and sell 6 or 8 or 10 bottles a week or a month extra, that's just extra income. Today I went out and sold several bottles myself just in passing with people because I had to deliver some things and talking to people. A lot of times I go out and, you know, move a couple bottles a day just general conversation when I'm just talking to people and doing my average business. You know, I go in the grocery store, go in the drugstore, go in other stores, and pick up a conversation with people, the service station, wherever. And I, you know, sell a couple of bottles a day, and sometimes a lot more than that. I think today about a dozen bottles people wanted. And people have all kind of reasons why that, you know, they got pain, they've got different things. And so we want to share that with people everywhere we go. So that's what we want you to do, is get a hold of the why. Think about it, you know, do a little bit of examining yourself. Say, why do I want to make a network marketing business? Why do I want to share this with people? Do I want to do it for my personal reasons, because I've had a friend or a loved one that really could have benefited from this kind of product? Or do I have family members that I want to benefit? Or do I have some charity that I really want to benefit? You know, what is your why for doing network marketing? Take that, study about it a little bit, look at the research. We've got these conference calls archived on the website, and each week we put them on the website. You can send people to them and let them go there. It's no cost or obligation. When you sign up as a distributor, you get a free replicated website, and it's free to you all the time. You can send people to your website. They can go there and listen to the conference calls. They don't have to have a code. They don't have to get in your back office. You just put them on the front of your website, tell them to click on conference calls, and listen to them. And they can get this information. They can get the information of the research and everything. And then we always encourage everybody that is new on the call. If you're new on the call tonight, if somebody has invited you on the call, get back with that person and go to their website, get some more information. If you have questions, we'll be glad to try to answer them here at the home office. And then get with that person, get signed up, and be a part of this as we spread it across America. That's what we seek to do, and that's what we want you to seek to do. But this conference call is for you people to get more information so that you can share it with others and spread the good news about Amazing Grape. We might also say that the Amazing Grape name come to us because there were so many men come to me and told me what amazing results they got. And I thought, well, you know, it's also got good recognition because it's just one letter different than our most favorite song in America. So Amazing Grape is a product for you. It's a product for today, especially with all the pollution that we have out there today. Go out there and share it with everybody and help them to have better health, and you can build a business doing this as well. We do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. I see that our time is come and gone. If you have any specific questions, please give us a call here at the home office. We'll be glad to try to answer them in the future. But tonight, our time is gone, so we will bid everybody a good night and hope that the snow does well for you people up in the north, and that you get around good and be safe. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week at the same time. Good evening, everybody.